Welcome to the Hillsboro School District HR High Five Podcast. This podcast focuses on the highlights and achievements of our amazing employees. This time of year, we celebrate those staff members who have dedicated many years of service to HSD and are now transitioning out of their careers and moving on to retirement. Behind every retirement date is a story, years of service, countless moments, and meaningful contributions to our school district. Today, we're reflecting on those stories, the challenges overcome, the milestones reached, and the memories that define a career in education. Today's episode is a conversation between Connor Lou Williams, HR officer, and Brian Hotz, HR director for licensed staff.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brian Hotz. My preferred pronouns are he, him. My job title is HR director for licensed staff, and I've been working with HSD for 26 years.
Hi, everyone. My name's Connor Lou Williams. My preferred pronouns are she, her, and my job title as of now is district human resources officer, soon to be retired at the end of this year. And I've had the fortunate opportunity to work for HSD for 21 years.
We've been working together in HR for 10 years.
Yeah.
Also known as a decade. It's nice to talk with you today as we celebrate those who are retiring from HSD at the end of this school year. You happen to be one of those individuals, and I know we'd love to hear some of your stories and advice from your years of working at HSD. So let's start by having you share about your journey at HSD. Tell us about the jobs you've held throughout the years.
Thanks, Brian. So I was originally hired in 2004 as a temporary third grade teacher at Emily Elementary School by then principal Crystal Schmidt-DiPola. And while at Emily, I had the opportunity to grow into several roles, fifth grade teacher, dean of students, resource teacher, before stepping into the principalship at Emily Elementary in 2008. In 2012, I was appointed principal at Eastwood Elementary, and then in 2014, I joined the human resources team. So for the past 12 years, I've had the honor of serving as the licensed human resources director and district human resources officer. And honestly, I never would have thought that I, being hired as a temporary teacher, would conclude my career as the HR officer. And I'm just so grateful for every role that I've had to serve and help others and grow along the way.
How long were we principal colleagues?
When did you become a principal?
2008. No, that's not right. 2011.
Okay, so you came.
Yeah.
And then we had the opportunity to be in the same feeder because you were at Mewberry and I was at Eastwood.
Yeah.
And you call it Eastbury, I remember.
That's right.
We did some PD together.
Yeah. Mewwood.
That's right.
So as you reflect on your career in education, what is something that you would like to tell your former self during your first year of teaching?
I think my biggest piece of advice for my first year of teaching would be progress over perfection, and give myself permission to be a learner too. In my first year of teaching, I was drowning in papers back when we used papers and we didn't have Google Drive. And so collecting every assignment and grading in isolation, I felt guilty often for having piles grow up in the classroom. What I didn't realize was that delaying that feedback hurt my students more than an imperfect system that would ever be in place. And the turning point came from an unexpected place. So my mother-in-law, who is a former elementary school teacher, came to support me in my classroom, and she took one look at the stack of ungraded papers and gave me the most liberating advice I ever received. She said, if students haven't received feedback within days of instruction, it's time to start over. She recycled all of the papers and put them in the recycling bin and handed me a simple strategy. Have students correct their own formative assessments for immediate feedback. And that was a real game changer for me. And I know that formative assessments don't always need to come from you first as a teacher. The most powerful feedback is immediate, and sometimes the best teaching advice comes from people closest to you. So think about building systems early, lean on the people who figured it out, and give yourself the same grace you give your students.
Thank you. Can you share a story about how another staff member has positively impacted your career? And how did that influence the way you approached work throughout the years?
Well, that's a tough question to answer, Brian. I think because I've had such an amazing opportunity of working with so many staff who've positively impacted my career and influenced my approach to work. And I don't think it's one person. I think it's the culmination of all these great individuals and their experiences and my relationships with them that were built over the years that have had the greatest impact on me. And as a new teacher, I learned that the power of growing alongside colleagues and trying new strategies to better serve our diverse learners and watching peers use simple gestures to nurture student emotional development and then seeing firsthand how creating a sense of belonging can change a child's experience at school. So that's one of the big things that I learned as a new teacher. And then when I moved into a principal role, I learned that the best ideas often come from staff. They can teach you things. And I watched staff transform a program where we were one-way dual language to a two-way dual language program just by their desire to do what's best for students. And that powerful lesson really impacted my servant leadership approach. And I also learned how to hold space during difficult conversations with a calm and centered presence. And in HR, I've had a real privilege of just working alongside amazing humans, serving and partnering also with all of our staff across the entire district. So from every space, I think the lasting lesson is the same. It isn't how much you know, it's the people that know how much you care. And that's really taught me to be a better listener and a reflective leader. And so I hear the amazing ideas around me and find ways to make them come to life. And I think I see myself as a bridge builder, like connecting people, possibilities, and purpose. And through it all, I've learned you've got to keep students at the heart of every decision, because ultimately, I'm an educator at heart. Kind of got choked up there.
I thought you were just going to say Brian Hotz has positively impacted my career, but that didn't happen.
You are one of the people.
So it's normal to have difficulties and challenges throughout our careers. What is something that anchored you in these hard times, in those hard times?
Yeah, I think about when you're navigating uncertainty, I kind of think of three anchors. I think I remind myself to turn... instead of turning to worry, I turn to wonder, and I shift my mindset towards solutions instead of stress. Secondly, I remember that my presence is a present to the people I'm supporting, and showing up fully matters. And third, my mantra, I flow soft and slow, especially during challenging times, trying to stay responsive rather than reactive. And it reminds me of what Fred Rogers' mom used to say, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. So in hard moments, I try to think I want to be one of those helpers, calm, grounded, and ready to support.
So kind of as you move into retirement, how do you prepare yourself mentally for that and what that means for you, and what steps are you taking for that?
Well, that is a great question, Brian. I think as I had shared previously, being present and showing my presence and being present is a gift. So I have a little bit of a hard time kind of like forecasting what the future is going to look like. But I do know that I plan to come back and support like our HR team. That's part of my plan, and to work on projects or maybe serve as an administrative sub. I think, my hope is to become a writer. And so I'm looking forward to maybe exploring those opportunities and more time out in nature, for sure.
Final question. As you wrap up your time at HSD, what message do you want to leave for those continuing the work?
I think for everyone continuing this work, remember that it isn't about how much you know, but it's that people know how much you care. And be a listener, a bridge builder. Stay soft and slow when things get hard. Turn your worry into wonder. And always keep your students at the center of your work. You don't need to be alone in this. We can lean on each other, learn from each other, and trust that the culmination of your relationships and experiences will shape you in ways you've never expected. I came to HSD as a temporary third grade teacher and never would have imagined where the journey would now lead me. And this district and the incredible people in it have been the greatest gift of my career. So, in conclusion, lead with heart, humor, and humility, and you'll never go wrong. And I will always be proud to be HSD. Thank you, Brian, for your time today.
Thank you, Kana, and thanks for sharing your thoughts and for your dedicated service. And we wish you all the best in your next adventures beyond HSD.
As we close today's episode, we want to pause and express our deepest gratitude to all the retirees for the years of service, dedication, and impact shared with our school district. Each of you has made a difference in our community, and we are thankful. Retirement is a milestone worth honoring, and we're excited to do that together. Be sure to mark your calendars for the upcoming retirement celebration on May 27th at Evergreen Middle School, where we'll gather as a community to reflect, celebrate, and say thank you. We hope you'll join us. Next month's episode will conclude our 2025-26 podcast season. Each of our guests from this year has answered the question, in one word, what does HSD mean to you? And we will be sharing their answers. You won't want to miss it. See you next time, HSD.